WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Kenny Gamble and Leon Huff's Philadelphia International Records was the most successful black label of the 70s, but it didn't happen overnight. In the first of a two-part series, Ed Ward looks at the duo's early years, which paved the way for their domination of the charts with artists like the OJs and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Sony Legacy has just released a new collection from the label called The Philly Sound.
The Philadelphia production team of Gamble and Huff, operating in the first half of the 70s, was probably the last of the great black pop music machines in the tradition of Motown and Stax. Besides writing dozens of classic songs and ruling the charts, they helped invent disco, a movement which, no matter what you think of it as music, brought a lot of money into the black music industry. Both men were veterans. Kenny Gamble had started as a member of the Romeos, a popular Philadelphia group in the early 60s, which also included Tom Bell on keyboards and Roland Chambers on guitar, both of whom would stick with him. Leon Huff was a session pianist with Lieber and Stoller and had production experience that dated back to Danny and the Juniors' 1957 hit At the Hop. The two were bound to meet, and after Leon Huff joined a later edition of the Romeos, they began producing together. Their first project was a group not unlike the Romeos, the Intruders, whose We'll Be United came out in 1966, got to 14 on the soul charts, and even scraped the bottom of the pop charts. While continuing to release a stream of Intruders records, the two wisely set up as freelance producers, and their next project established them. Archie Bell had watched his first record, Tighten Up, turn into a hit as he shipped off to Vietnam, and had returned with a burning desire to make music a career. Gamble and Huff obliged with a song that shot Archie Bell and the Drells into the top 10 in 1968. On a roll, the duo hit gold again with the Intruders' Cowboys to Girls.
Cowboys to Girls. I remember when I used to play shoot 'em up, bang, bang, baby. I remember when I chased the girls and beat 'em up.
Their production techniques were getting more sophisticated. They were learning how to use a big sound without getting muddy, and their hooks were getting more direct. Part of this was due to their finding Joe Tarsia, an engineer at their regular studio, Sigma Sound, who enjoyed the challenges Gamble and Huff threw his way. Their reputation grew to the point where, in 1969, an established star, Jerry Butler, agreed to work with them and walked away with the biggest hit of his career.
Boy.
Boy.
Oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes. eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. So listen to me, get up off your knees, 'cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go.
By 1970, Gamble and Huff stood at a crossroads. As freelancers, they were only as good as their next hit. As an independent label, Gamble was subject to the whims of distributors, often late payments. Sure, Motown had made it on sheer bravado at first, but times were changing. The record business was getting bigger and bigger. It was time to find a major label. They approached Clive Davis, the head of CBS Records, and he cut them a deal. A $75,000 advance for 15 singles and a limited number of albums, which had historically not done as well, for $25,000 each. Davis probably saw this as a conservative way to do something about CBS's lack of black artists. Gamble and Huff knew it was a license to print money.
Ed Ward is a writer currently living in Berlin. The Philly Sound, Kenny Gamble, Leon Huff, and the Story of Brotherly Love is on Sony Legacy Records. We'll hear part two of Ed's Philly Sound retrospective tomorrow. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.